哈利路亚，大家平安。
Hallelujah, praise to you all.
首先自我介绍一下啊。
First, introduce myself.
我是 Timothy Yang, 杨志豪传道。
I am Pastor Timothy Yang.
这几天呢，要跟大家一起来学习神的话。
These few days, I'd like to study the Word of God with you all.
在座有一些你们是第一年来的，可能比较不太认识你们。
And there are some of you here that are first year, so I do not.Know you as well.
第二年来的，你认识我，可能我也不太记得你们。
And maybe if you're a second year, you know me, but I don't know you.
我会记得你们的脸，但是有时候讲不太名字啊。
I may recognize your face, but I might not be able to say your name.
但是你们都很喜乐，我觉得你们在这边都很好。
But I think you're all very joyful and good here.
那希望我们未来这几天呢，一起学习神的话语了，让我们都有造就。
And hope that as we study the Word of God here these few days, we can all be edified.
那我今天早上呢，再从阿根廷赶过来。跟大家来参加这个课程。
And I actually rushed over from Argentina. From Argentina to get here for this class.
平常我是住在温哥华。
Typically or normally I live in Vancouver.
那感谢神让我平安的来到。
Well, thank God for a safe arrival.
那如果你看你的课表，未来有八节，我们就会一起来学习圣经的一卷智慧书，叫做《箴言》。
And if you look at your schedule, you'll see that we have eight classes scheduled to study the wisdom from Proverbs.
为什么要学习箴言呢？
Why are we studying the book of Proverbs?
首先我们来想想人我们看自己有什么东西是觉得很重要的。
For ourselves, what is really important?
你每天照镜子就看到自己。
Every day when we look in the mirror, we see ourselves.
如果你长得很普通很平凡那你就不会有什么特别感觉。
If you look very normal, you may not have any special feelings.
但是你看到别人长得漂亮，你可能会很羡慕。
But if you see others who look good-looking, then you may feel a little envious.
那如果你自己长得比一般人好看的话，可能又觉得说，有点优势。
And if you feel that you look a little better than average, then you feel like you have something.
那外貌长相，我们也没有办法选择，这个都是神创造，透过父母给我们的。
But our appearance isn't something that we can choose. It's something that God and our parents has given us.
那外貌影响我们多不多？外貌对我们一生的影响大不大？
But how much of an impact is our appearance to our lives?
一开始还蛮大的。
At the beginning, it might have a great impact.
因为长得好看的话，人家比较喜欢注意你。
If you are better looking, people may notice you.
或者是呢，比较容易给你机会。
Or may give you more opportunities.
但是你越发觉越到后来外貌的影响力就越来越少。
But you'll discover that as time goes on, it's less of an impact.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为第一人会老。
Because first of all, people age.
到老了，都长得差不多。
And once everyone is old, they're all about the same.
就好像 baby 每个都差不多。
It's just like babies, they all look the same.
很老的人呢，每个看起来都差不多。
And the same with old people, they all look the same.
都是皱纹
They have wrinkles,
白头发
white hair,
皮会松
and the skin's loose.
所以到老了，越来越发觉，年轻的时候分别很大，但是越来越年纪大了，那个外貌分别不越来越少。
And so in people's youth, there may be a great difference, but then as they get older, it's all about the same.
还有呢，外貌呢会让人家看了会腻。
And sometimes from appearance, you might get tired of looking at it.
再漂亮的人，你每天看，你觉得是不过如此。
And if you have someone beautiful in front of you, after a while, it's just like normal.
所以为什么电影明星他们都有一定的期限了，过了一阵子就没人理他了，因为大家看习惯了。
That's why for some actors, after a while, nobody cares about them anymore.
又有新的人出来。
Because there's someone new.
所以你外貌其实影响你一辈子的开头，但是后来影响你就不是最大的。
So the appearance may impact the beginning of your life, but later on, it doesn't have much impact.
那另外一个会影响我们很大的就是我们的IQ 我们到底生出来是聪不聪明
？Next, there is our intelligence.
那有一些人生出来他比较聪明，所谓的 IQ 比较高。
Some people have higher IQs.
那这个影响我们大不大呢
？What kind of impact does that have？
一开始还蛮大，因为你如果 IQ 高的话，读书很轻松，可能就可以拿到好高分。
At the beginning, it may have a really big impact. If you are smarter, you may have better grades.
那也可以考到好的学校。
You may get into a better school.
出来比较找到好的工作机会大一点。
Now, when coming out of school, you may find a better job.
但是如果我们看人生，你会发觉说，只靠聪明也不是影响我们一辈子最大的一个因素。
But if you look at our life, this knowledge, these smarts aren't the greatest impact.
这种 IQ intelligence
This kind of intelligence.
因为煎熬里面呢，很多人都很聪明。
Because in fact, actually in prison, there are many who are intelligent.
他们不是很笨，而是被抓到监牢，而是太聪明，聪明过头。
They weren't caught because they were stupid, but in fact, they were way too smart.
他们没有走在正道上面。
That they weren't walking on the right path.
虽然有一些人没有在监牢里面，都是认为他很聪明，但是他是没有好的品格。
They may be very smart, but they do not have a good character.
赚了很多钱，但是社会上很多人讨厌他们。
They may earn much money, but people hate them in society.
所以一个人的幸福啊，也不是说在乎他的有多少的 IQ。
And so a person's happiness is not due to how high their IQ is.
也不是在乎他的长相外貌。
Or their appearance.
一个影响我们最大的一辈子的因素啊，是我们的。到底有没有智慧
？But what has the greatest impact on our life is whether or not we have wisdom.
因为智慧会影响我们的品格。
Because wisdom affects our character.
品格呢会让人喜欢你或是讨厌你。
Because that character affects whether or not people like you.
智慧呢也会影响我们做事情的一些原则。
And it will also affect the principles upon which we will do certain things.
会影响我们的结果。
It will affect the results that we have.
往往聪不聪明不是最后影响我们的结果。
Whether or not we're smart doesn't affect the end result.
而是你有没有智慧哦。
But whether or not we have wisdom.
那我们学习箴言呢？为什么要学习箴言
？So why are we studying Proverbs?
我们希望我们每一个人都可以 wise up， 就是不是醒目一点，而是有智慧一点。
We hope that all of us can wise up.
IQ 的没有办法改变的。
You can't change your own IQ.
你再努力的，再读的，你的 IQ 还是一样。
No matter how hard you might study, your IQ stays the same.
你的头脑的发展啊，到底我十岁以前大概都已经发展好了，不会变得更聪明，也不会变得更笨。
And most of the development of your brain happens by the age of 10, so you won't get any smarter or more stupid.
但如果你每天把头撞到墙壁，可能会笨一点。
But of course, if you hit your head on the wall all day long, you might get a little worse.
但是你所谓的一般人的聪明啊，那种反应啊，不会说有太大的改变。
But typically, it won't have too much of an effect.
但是呢，智慧呢是可以增加的。
But you can grow in wisdom.
显然就需要增加。
And that's something that we need to increase in.
所以我们叫 wise up， 就是要把智慧，希望我们可以靠着主，把我们的智慧能够增加。
And that is why we hope to wisen up.
我们这个中文这个字箴言哈，英文是 proverbs。
So this word proverbs.
原文呢，希伯来文呢，这个字呢，就是 mashal， 就是说有点像这个比喻或者是形象的这个意思 ，allegory 或者 parable 的意思。
This comes from the Hebrew word mashal, which means allegory or parables.
因为它这种讲就很抽象的智慧呢，它要一定要用一些可以比喻的，可以像什么像什么来讲。
Because when we're talking about something abstract like wisdom, then we will need some examples, some parables.
主耶稣讲的比喻我们都很清楚了。
For example, the parables of Jesus.
那这个箴言呢，其实很多都是用比喻的手法来形容。
So we see that in Proverbs, many of these writings are in the form of parables.
然后当然呢，整个箴言就是有很多很多有智慧的话集中在一起的一卷书。
And it is a collection of many wise sayings.
你读有智慧的人的话呢，当然就是会变得更有智慧。
And of course, if you read words of wisdom, you will become wiser.
那个箴言就是给我们生活上每一天可以用到的智慧。
The wisdom from Proverbs is wisdom that we can use every day.
你读圣经的其他书卷呢，它有很多神学的理论，很多信仰的基础。
We read other books of the Bible. There are many theologies and other foundational truths.
但是那些不是说。每一句每一天你都可以用得到。
But you may not be able to use every phrase in every day of your life.
但是箴言呢，基本上就是每天你都可以用得上。
But in Proverbs, the sayings you can use every day.
你年轻的时候用得上。
You can use it when you're young.
中年的时候用得上。
When you're in the middle age.
到老年的时候也用得上。
And even in your old age.
你一个人的时候，单身的时候用得上。
When you are single, you can use them.
以后你结婚了，变两个人也用得上。
And after you're married, the couple can use them.
家里以后变一堆人的时候也用得上。
And even when there are many in the family, they can use them.
那到老的时候有剩一个人了，也用得上。
And perhaps when you're old, it's back to being a single person, you can still use them.
这本书呢，我们来讲讲这本书的背景啊。
And so let's talk about the background of this book.
这本书啊，在整个旧约圣经里面是属于这个智慧书里面的一卷。
This book is part of the book of books of wisdom.
我们叫它智慧的传统 wisdom tradition.
And we call this the part of the wisdom tradition in the Old Testament.
当然了，旧约的圣经，它一写下来之前，当然就是用很多口传的一个一个人讲，然后另外一个听，再传给下一代。
Before the Bible was written down, it was all passed along orally.
那它有一些智慧的传统，从谁开始的呢？
And they have passed down this tradition of wisdom. So where did it come from?
当然，圣经里面讲要最有智慧的，在旧约圣经里面呢，就是所罗门王。
And the Bible tells us in the Old Testament that the wisest man was King Solomon.
等一下我们才讲他哦。
Later on, we'll talk about him.
那所谓的智慧书呢，它跟所谓的律法书还有先知书呢，那不太一样。
But it's also different from the books of law or of prophecy.
如果我们看摩西五经，就是所谓的律法书。
The books of five books of Moses, those are the books of law.
尤其是十诫啊，还有在西乃山颁布的诫命。
Talk about the Ten Commandments and what the different statutes and commandments on Mount Sinai.
最主要是告诉你要做什么，或者不要做什么。
It'll tell you what you should and should not do.
那如果读先知书呢，就是神说了什么。
If we read the books of the prophets, then it'll talk about what God said.
但是智慧传统有点不一样。
But for these wisdom, tradition of wisdom is slightly different.
它一开始的时候呢，不是直接神讲出来的这些话。
These are not words that God has directly said himself.
也不是说神叫你说一定要这样做，或者一定不能这样做。
And it's not God saying that you absolutely must or must not do something.
而是呢，它有很多有经验的属灵的人，神的选民，他经过很多一代、很多代的生活，所累积起来的一些生活的经验，他们把它写下来。
It is an accumulation of many people's insights and experiences through the generations.
就好像你有一些经验呢，你就会告诉下一代说：“儿子啊，以后你知道吗？你以后要怎么怎么样？因为你爸那时候学了一个什么教训，所以你最好不要像我那么笨。”
It's as if a father was telling their son, "Oh, you know, back when I was your age, I did this and this, and you shouldn't be like me. You shouldn't be as clumsy as me."
你开车不要开太快，如果要开的话，要留意有没有警察。
Don't drive too fast, and if you're going to drive fast, make sure there's no cops around.
这是个经验的嘛，对不对
？That is experience.
那就一代就会传一代。
And that is passed down from generation to generation.
是一种实际生活的经历。
And there's some practical and real life experiences.
虽然它不是直接神默示的，
so it's not directly given by God,
inspired
by God.
也不是神叫一个人把它写下来的。
It's not God inspiring someone to write it down.
但是这些经验呢，很宝贵。
But these different experiences are very precious.
经过一代一代这样流传下来，叫人把它整理。
It is passed down through generation to generation, and someone collected them.
然后呢就。很可能是所罗门或者是有关的人士啊，把它整理起来。
And it may have been Solomon or a different ruler that collected all of these and organized them.
那后来呢，就把它纳入圣经里面了。
And then finally, it was placed into the Bible.
因为大家觉得说生活需要有智慧。
Because people feel that in life you need wisdom.
因为律法是很多的，神教里可以做这个，不可以做这个。
Because there's already a lot of law.
也有很多圣经的默示啊，预言啊。
And a lot of different revelations and prophecies.
但是实际生活的应用呢，透过这些箴言呢，可以让我们自己知道要怎么选择。
But practical, real life, advice, and helping us to make our decisions is proverbs.
今天我们也是一样。
And it is the same with us today.
我们听很多道理。
We may hear many lessons.
参加很多讲习会。
We may attend many different seminars.
有人很喜欢参加讲习会。
And some people really like to attend seminars.
但是呢，生活没什么改变。
But they have no change in their life.
那要不要改变呢？还是看你自己啊。
Because whether or not we change comes down to us.
你参加很多讲机会，但是如果回去不改变的话，就等于白参加。
You can attend as many seminars as you want, but if you don't change, it's kind of useless.
所以真言呢，就是神呢，透过这些过去人的经验，来让我们做一个选择。
And so through Proverbs, God is allowing us to see these different people's experiences and make choices for ourselves.
那么作者呢，当然就是大部分的箴言里面呢，就是所罗门所写的。
And so the author of most of the Proverbs is King Solomon.
我们看箴言一章的第一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 1:1.
箴言一章一节。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 1.
以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言。
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel.
这里说大卫的儿子所罗门的箴言。
Here says that it is Solomon, the son of David, who wrote these proverbs.
不是说所罗门把里面的每一条都写下来。
It isn't saying that Solomon wrote every single proverb here.
而是所罗门呢，是整个智慧传统里面一个代表性的人物。
But he is a representative character of this wisdom tradition.
当然了，他也写了很多。
But of course, he also wrote many of the proverbs.
那所罗门呢，生出来的时候呢，并不是大卫的长子。
When Solomon was not the firstborn of David,
本来要做王啊，也轮不到所罗门。
And in fact, he was actually not supposed to be the next king either.
但是神的拣选，神的安排很奇妙。
But it is the miraculous selection of God.
你偏要争取，也不一定得到。
Because even if you were to be the next up, you may not be chosen.
神要拣选你，你没有要当，神也让你当得上。
And if God wants you to be king, even if you weren't going to be, you still will be.
就是这样，他就被安排神的选召，他就当了以色列的君王了。
And so that's how it was arranged that he became the next king.
但是那天晚上呢，神就跟他显现。
That night, God appeared to him.
我们看列王记上的第三章。
Turn to First Kings chapter 3.
列王记上的第三章。
First Kings chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他在基遍那边呢，献完祭。Gibeon.
Gibeon, Solomon made an offering.
献完祭之后呢？神就跟他显现。
And after that offering, God appeared to him.
第五节。
Verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask, what shall I give you?
那神问他，你到底要求什么？
And God asked him, what shall I give you?
那这个就是神给他很大的恩典，让他可以选。
And so that was an incredible grace that God allowed him to choose.
如果今天神问你，
Today, if God asked you,
某某姐妹，某某弟兄，你要选什么
？Brother, sister, what will you want?
只能够选一次机会，不能贪心选三次。
There's only one wish, not three.
童话故事那个神灯啊，都有三个愿望嘛。
Because like the story of the genie, there's always three wishes.
那是神只给所罗门一个愿望。
But God only gave Solomon one wish.
我小时候想，如果有三个愿望的话，就很好。第一个愿望说我要更多的愿望。
And I thought, well, it would be great if there are three wishes, because with the first one, I'll ask for three more.
但是神说你只能求一样。
But God said you can only choose one.
那如果你只有一次机会，你要选什么？
So if you have only one wish, what would you wish for?
大部分人呢？
Most people.
如果是问你，你要求什么？
If you were asked, what would you ask for?
你可能说哇，我要考上美国最好的大学。
You may say, I want to get into best college.
或者呢，我要娶一个我最喜欢的姐妹。
Or I want to marry
最好的 perfect 的。
I want to marry the perfect sister.
或是姐妹可能说，我要长得像韩国明星里面的那个，那么漂亮啊。
Or sister may say, I want to look like one of those famous actresses.
那每个人都有自己的愿望哦。
Everyone has their own wishes.
通常人的愿望都是跟物质啊，跟看得见的东西有关系。
Most people, what they desire has to do with material or things that you can see.
你得到什么东西
？You want to obtain something.
或是你身体变得。长高五寸，或者更有 muscle，
or you want to grow taller or have more muscles，
或者是要得到一些地位，
or you may have a better status，
因为都是表面看得出来的。
These are all things on the surface。
但是所罗门他就向神求什么
？But what did Solomon ask God for？
我们看了第九节。
Let's look at verse 9。
求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨明是非，不然谁能判断这么众多的民呢？
Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?
他求神赐他悟，赐他智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨是非。
He asked for wisdom that he may be able to discern between good and evil.
所罗门那时候就很单纯的想说，我要做王。以前的人做王就要当法官，最高的法官。
He was a very a simple and innocent person that as a king he would be the highest ruler.
等于最高法院里面的最大的法官啊。
Which means that in the court he would be the greatest judge.
以前又没有那些什么 forensic science， 又没有那种什么 X-file 什么那些可以割开啊，然后那个 DNA 啊，打指纹啊，以前都没有这些。
Back then they didn't have things like autopsies or different scientific methods to make discoveries.
也没有录影啊，也没有 video， 大家没有手机可以把人家的坏事给它录起来。
There weren't video cameras that catch people in the act.
So 以前你会怎么审？
So how would you judge if you're in that time period?
就两个人来啊，自己讲自己的故事啊，看你相信哪一个。
Two people come, they have different stories. Who will you believe?
可能自己都有自己一两个证人，但是两个证人可能都是要买回来的。
And they may have their own witnesses, but those witnesses may be paid off.
那你站在那边听，你要很短时间之内，你就要决定到底谁讲的是真的，谁说谎。
So if you're there listening to their story, you have to decide very quickly who is lying and who is telling the truth.
以前又没有那个测谎机啊，现在说谎的人都心都跳比较快，那个测谎机就咚咚咚咚咚，以前没有。
And they didn't have polygraphs back then, which can detect when someone is lying.
所以所罗门就很头痛。
And that would be a very great trouble for King Solomon.
那么多百姓。
So many people.
那我要听神，没有智慧的话怎么办？
If I do not have wisdom, what should I do?
所以他向神求智慧。
So he asked for wisdom.
这个一这样一求，哎，神就开心了。
And when he asked for that, God was pleased.
神说好，我不单只给你智慧，还要其他的长寿啊，什么财富啊，什么都给你。
And he said, I will not only give you wisdom, but also wealth and a long life.
所以其实所罗门求这个智慧是什么智慧？
So what kind of wisdom does Solomon ask for?
他开始求这个智慧比较单方面的，比较就是说可以听审判。可以看得出人谁说谎，谁讲真话。
First is very simple, just to have this ability to judge between right and wrong.
但是神给他的智慧呢，比他所求的刚刚这个还更大一点。
But actually, the wisdom that God gave him was even greater than that.
不单只他给有个法律上的，或者是分辨这个智慧。
Not only did he was able to discern as a judge.
我们来看这个第四章。
If we look at chapter 4,
29节
verse 29,
列王记上四章二十九节
First Kings chapter 4, verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. 30. Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. 31. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite and Heman.Chalcol and Darda, the sons of Maho, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. 32. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were
1,005.
And here it tells us that no one could compare to his wisdom.
首先呢，他可以明白很多东西。
First, he can understand many things.
很多科系，很多 subject 啊，很多科学他都懂。
And he can understand all sorts of subjects.
所以这个智慧就是神给他的。
And that is wisdom from God.
然后呢，他有做了很多这个箴言，三千句。
He also spoke 3,000 proverbs.
就是说很有道理的话，他也会看懂。
Which means that even words of wisdom he can understand.
可能就是他的观察力特别深。
And he may have been a very perceptive.
所以这个所罗门就是整个智慧传统里面的一个代表性的人物。
And so Solomon was a man that can represent this tradition of wisdom.
但是不是单只有他这里还要列出很多其他。不同民族里面也有很多人很有智慧的。
But it wasn't just him. There are also listed here many other men who were wise.
所以这个箴言呢，就把以所罗门为主，再加上其他一些哲人他们的话，把它收集起来。
And so Proverbs centers primarily on Solomon, but it also collects the proverbs of other people.
那所罗门向神求智慧，神就给他。
So Solomon asked for wisdom, and God granted it to him.
那我们来看雅各书的第一章第五节。
If we look at James chapter 1 verse 5.
雅各书一章五节。
James chapter 1 verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世以众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
今天如果你缺钱啊，很多人都会向主耶稣求钱，主耶稣啊，给我工作。
Today, if we lack money, we may ask God, "Oh, please give me a job."
没学校读啊，大概说求学校，主啊，给我一个学校收我。
Or if you don't know what school you're going to go to, you may ask God, "Lord, please have one of these schools accept me."
那智慧怎么得来的呢
？But how does one receive wisdom?
这里是智慧也可以向神求啊。
It tells us here that we can ask of God.
第一个方法得到智慧就是直接向神求。
So the first way is to directly ask God.
我们今天祷告了很久了，从早到现在，我看你们祷告也很认真，很多饭也不吃啊，就祷告。
Today we've prayed very long from morning till now, and even skipping meals.
有谁今天有求向神求智慧的？在祷告当中有向神求智慧的举手。
Who here has prayed for wisdom today?
没关系，不用看别人，有就举手。今天的祷告里面有向人求智慧。
If you've prayed for wisdom today, you can raise your hand.
那你们求什么？
And if not, then what did you guys ask for?
从早求到现在。
You prayed from morning to now. What have you been praying for?
求长寿。
Have you been praying for a long life?
求财富。
For wealth?
还是求神帮你解决你的问题。
Or for God to resolve your problems?
其实啊，真的有时候啊，求到智慧啊，其他东西都有啊。
Sometimes when we have asked for wisdom, we can receive everything else.
因为神，你不知道怎么决定，神不会帮你决定，神可以给你智慧，让你自己去决定。
Sometimes we may not know how to decide, but if God gives us wisdom, then we can decide for ourselves.
你有困难，神不会帮你解决困难，神只会给你一些原则，让你明白，让你自己去解决你的困难。
We may have problems, and God will not resolve them for you, but give us principles that we can resolve them ourselves.
或是你遇到一些事情，你不明白。
Or if you face something that you don't understand.
但是如果你有智慧，你就不会去埋怨。
But if you have wisdom, then you won't complain.
你就了解神的意思。
You will understand God's will.
所以试试看哦，这些神训班至少未来这八堂哦，这五天哦，我们多少要求一点智慧。
So we can try that over the course of at least the next eight classes. We can pray for wisdom.
因为有智慧真的很好。
Because it is great to have wisdom.
当然向神求是一个方法。
Of course, one way is to ask God directly.
第二个方法呢
？Second.
当然就是读箴言了。
It's to read Proverbs.
读一读，你就可以把人家几千年的智慧，很短时间之内把它通通吸收了。
Because if you read it, you can absorb thousands of years of wisdom.
那你就不用自己跑那么多冤枉路了。
And then you don't have to walk on so many mistaken paths.
那第三呢？怎么得智慧呢
？And third,
你要跟比你有智慧的人讲话。
You can talk to those that are wiser than you.
应该是说要听那些比你有智慧的人多讲话。
Rather, you listen to what they have to say.
他们也有他们的一些心得。
Because they have some advice.
这样三样加起来，那你的智慧就会越来越增加。
And if you take all three of these methods, then your wisdom will certainly increase.
那这本书啊，箴言啊，有一些特色。
So this book of Proverbs has some different features.
第一呢，就是都是一句一句的，都是一节一节的。
It's all very short phrases, short sentences.
我觉得读箴言就很好，读每一章每一节都不用看背景。也不用解释什么结构，反正你拿起来读一节也是可以。
And so sometimes I think it's really great because I don't have to know the background or look at context. I can just take each verse on its own.
因为它本身每一句都是可以独立的。
Because every verse can be taken independently.
其他书卷呢就没有办法这样，你一定要了解前后文、上下背景。
And you can't really do that with other books because you have to understand the context and background.
第二呢，刚刚讲过了，箴言这个字啊，原文就是比喻。
And second, we've talked about how this originally this word proverbs means parable.
那比喻就是要有一些东西啊，要做形象的东西用来比较。
It is using things as comparison.
所以了，很好懂。
So it's easy to understand.
最主要的比较就是有智慧的跟愚昧的比较。
And the primary comparison is between the wise and the foolish.
就是智慧的要怎么样。
The wise will do this and that.
愚昧人就会怎么样。
And the fool does this and that.
早上我们这样分两边坐啊，姐妹就坐这边，弟兄就坐这边。
It's kind of like how we have sisters sitting on one side and brothers on the other.
自己对号入座
，and
自己找自己属于自己的地方。
And you would find your place.
你读箴言的时候，你就不用说别人讲你什么，你就自己看你是哪一样。
So you don't have to have anyone tell you who you are. You just read Proverbs and decide who you are.
如果今天有一个人在你面前说你真笨啊
，Someone may say to you, "Oh, you're so foolish."
你是愚昧人啊
，You are a fool.
你就不同意。
Would you agree?
你凭什么讲我？你没有多好。
And how can you talk about me? You're not any better.
你自己读了，哎，看看自己是哪一种。
Then you can read Proverbs yourself and figure out who you are.
如果真的是愚昧，就承认吧。
If you really are foolish, then just admit it.
这样子的话，这本书就很好懂，都是一种对比，智慧跟愚昧的对比。
So it's easy to understand. It's a direct comparison and contrast of the wise and the foolish.
再来呢，这本书里面呢，有很多诗歌的题材。
And next, there are many poetic structures.
好像那种诗啊，这样讲出来这样子。
Everything is written like a poem.
譬如说有智慧啊，它好像哇，在街上宣告。
It will personify wisdom as one that calls out in the street.
那有一些诗歌的题材在里面。
So there are some poetic features in the book of Proverbs.
如果有些读文学的，你们对这个可能特别有兴趣。
And if you are interested in literature, this will interest you.
那这卷书的箴言的一个结构的特色。
And that is one of the features of the structure of Proverbs.
那里面有很多 这个 personification 啊，就是拟人法啊，就是他虽然不是一个人，但是他把他讲到好像说哦是一个人在讲话。
And there's also a lot of personification which will take certain objects and give them human qualities.
比如说第一章第二十节。
For example, in Proverbs 1 verse 20.
一章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20.
智慧在祭司上呼喊。
Wisdom calls aloud outside.
你看啊，以前的人呢，要卖东西都要去街市。
Back in the day, when people need to sell stuff, they'll have to go out on the streets.
那要卖东西，当然要喊很大声嘛。
And if they want to sell something, they have to cry out.
第八章第一节。
And then also in chapter 8, verse 1.
智慧岂不呼叫？聪明岂不发声？
Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice?
第九章第一节。
In chapter 9, verse 1.
智慧建造房屋，筑城。凿成七根柱子。
Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars.
你跟智慧怎么会盖房子呢？
How can wisdom build a house?
他把它形容成为好像一个人可以盖房子。
It is describing wisdom like a person that can build a house.
好，那这个就是这卷书的这个特别啊。
And that is a feature of this book.
好，那这本书的结构呢？你可以用很多不同的方法去形容它。
There are many ways to describe the structure of this book.
最简单的就是用这个方法。
This is the simplest way.
头七节就是一个介绍。
The first seven verses are an introduction.
告诉我们为什么要读箴言。
Tells us why we have to read Proverbs.
谁写箴言？
Who wrote Proverbs?
箴言什么好处？
What's the benefit of Proverbs?
就好像你买维他命，卖给你的人说吃这个会漂亮。
It's like if you are buying some supplements, someone say, oh, if you eat this, you look better.
皮肤会很滑。
Your skin will be better.
那小姐们就掏钱就来买了。
And then,the women take out their money and buy it.
男生呢，你要练肌肉，哇，这个蛋白粉吃了，你肌肉会膨出来。
And then for brothers, you may want to get stronger, so they'll say you can buy this protein powder.
那箴言呢？你读这个有什么好处？他讲了很清楚的。
So it's kind of like here, what is the benefit of reading Proverbs?
让你有增长你的智慧啊。
That you can grow in wisdom.
第二节
，verse two.
要小人。要使人晓得智慧和信回分别通达的言语。
To know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding.
你常读箴言，你就变得有智慧了。
So if you read Proverbs, you will be wiser.
然后呢，第二节。
And then verse two.
使人处事领受智慧。
Verse three to receive instruction of wisdom.
仁义公平正直的训诲。
Justice, judgment, and equity.
然后第四节。
Verse four.
愚人灵明，使少年人有知识和谋略。
To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion.
就是本来你头脑很简单，然后本来你常常会出错，做一些很笨的事。
Perhaps in the past you were simple and do many foolish things.
但是因为你有读这个箴言。
But from reading Proverbs,
你就可以减低你做蠢事的这种机会。
You can then do things with more prudence.
不要以为说蠢事可以尽量做啊，还年轻哦。
Don't think that as you're young we can just do foolish things.
多做了蠢事，一辈子就这样就毁了。
Because if we do more of those, then our life passes just like that.
这个跟你聪不聪明啊，头脑好不好没有直接的关系。
And that's not directly related to how smart you are.
就像我们刚刚讲过了，很多很聪明的人，但是他们后来啊，都的后果都很悲惨。
Like we said before, there are many smart people who have a really bad end.
所以呢，要求智慧。
So let's ask for wisdom.
那一到二十九章呢，应该可以归纳成为这个。所罗门的箴言啊。
From chapter 1 through 29, this is Solomon's Proverbs.
那三十章呢，就是另外一个人写的箴言，叫雅古尔。
And in chapter 30, that's written by Agur.
那这个人我们知道的不是很多了，只知道他叫雅古尔。
We don't know much about him except his name.
应该是外邦人。
He probably was a Gentile.
那三十一章就是利姆伊勒王写的箴言。
And then in chapter 31, it was written by Lemuel.
那这个应该也不是以色列人。
And that was probably also not an Israelite.
那这个王应该还算有智慧的。
But he can be counted as a wise king.
那为什么他那么有智慧呢？
And why do you have so much wisdom?
因为他听妈妈的话。
Because he listened to his mom.
不是有首歌叫什么？
Isn't there a song?
听妈妈的话。
Listen to what your mom says.
那如果你妈是有智慧的，你要听她。
So if your mom has wisdom, you should listen to her.
那这个利姆伊勒王，因为他就听妈妈的话。
And so this King Lemuel, he listened to his mom's words.
所以他都变得蛮有智慧的。
So he became a wise king.
那所罗门呢？他也听他爸爸的话。
And Solomon, he listened to his father.
至少年轻的时候有听了。
Well, at least when he was young.
爸爸叫他一定要敬畏神，要怎么怎么样。
David told him, or his father told him to fear God and so on.
要盖圣殿。
To build a temple.
要不要离弃神。
to not depart from God.
那一开始的时候有听啊。
And of course, at the beginning, he listened.
但是老的时候就没听了。
But then when he got old, he no longer listened.
这也告诉我们了，智慧啊，你今天很有智慧，不代表你明天也很有智慧。
So this tells us that today we may have wisdom, doesn't mean that tomorrow we will still have wisdom.
这个很重要，要写下来，不要以为说我现在很有智慧，你一辈子都会很有智慧。
And that's something important. We should write that down. We shouldn't think that just because we've obtained wisdom that we will always have it.
不小心的话，明天可能就做了一个最坏的决定。
Because if we're not careful, we can make a terrible decision tomorrow.
就跟我们的灵性也有关系。
And that is also related to our spirituality.
跟我们的环境也有关系。
Related to our environment.
但至少我们要去努力啊，让自己更有智慧。
But at least we need to make that effort to grow in wisdom.
好，那么这本书的这个主题的中心的思想在哪里呢？
And what is the theme of this book?
当然这个我刚刚讲的这都很重要，考试都会看到的啊。
And of course, everything I've said so far is very important.
不是听听就算啊。
It's not just listen.
不重要的不会告诉你们。
Not just to listen and forget. If it wasn't important, I wouldn't tell you.
箴言有三千字，所罗门有三千，但是我们不会考你三千的。
There may be 3,000 proverbs, but we won't test you on all 3,000.
至少你要记住30个。
But at least you have to remember 30.
所以其中一个功课也是考试可能会考的，就是至少要背30个箴言，你自己选。
So on the test, you will be able to pick which 30 proverbs you want to remember.
这个不是很多嘛？所罗门写3000个，我就在这里背30个。
That's not too much. Solomon wrote 3,000. You just have to remember 30.
对你们太仁慈了。
And I'm being too kind to you all.
1%而已。
It's only a fraction.
所以考试第一题也要背30字箴言写下来。
So
自己可以选短的。
The first question on test is to write down 30 proverbs. And you can choose the short ones if you want.
但是你要背起来，连做梦都可以，这几天都背起来。
But you have to try to memorize them and even dream about them.
这个叫箴言30条啊，这是考试第一题啊。
So that's the first question on test is to recite 30 proverbs.
这个背起来一辈子都可以用，都不用看。
If you memorize it, you can use it your entire life, and you don't have to read it from the Bible.
譬如说你脾气很不好，你就多背那个。生气会 变成很愚昧的那种箴言。
If you have a bad temper, then you can read about the proverbs that say that if you're angry, then you are like a fool.
如果你很喜欢讲别人坏话的，那你就读那个，那背那个，要语言要小心一点的那种箴言。
If you like to talk about other people, then you can read those proverbs about being careful with speech.
所以第一题就告诉你了，所以我的考试的题目都会先告诉你，你看多容易。
See, I already told you all my exam questions. It's going to be easy.
所以第一个就是背30条箴言。
And the first one is to memorize 30 proverbs.
第二呢，就是要记住这个这卷书的这个中心的思想的两个经节啊。
And second is to remember this verse that describes the theme of proverbs.
首先就是一章七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
一章七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
你看，这是典型的箴言的这个的文体啊。文体就是它的文章的结构。
This is the conclusion,
structure,
the structure of the book.
敬畏神就是知识的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
然后马上要讲一个相反的东西，愚昧人呢就不喜欢。
But then it gives a contrast about how fools despise wisdom and instruction.
So this
has nothing to do with how you're born.
You
may be born with a mind that's not so great.
甚至没有办法读大学啊。
You may not go to college.
可能中学都很辛苦才把它读完。
You may even struggle with middle school.
但是没有关系，神不是看这个。
But that's okay. God isn't looking at that.
神是看另外一种。
He's looking at something else.
这是所谓的属灵的智慧啊。
And that is spiritual wisdom.
那属灵的智慧是什么呢？
What's that?
对，说敬畏神。
It is to fear God.
那另外一节，这个中心思想啊，就是在九章的第十节。
Next, we can see chapter 9, verse 10.
九章的第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
敬畏主啊，是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以这两节就是箴言里面最中心的、最重要的两句话。
These are two of the central and most important verses in Proverbs.
那你可以看出来，这两节都有讲两样东西。
And these verses talk about similar things.
两样东西。
Two things.
第一就是讲智慧。
First, it talks about wisdom.
第二是讲什么？敬畏神。
And also talks about fearing God.
然后呢，把这两样东西连在一起。
And then they put the two together.
所以就是箴言。
And that's Proverbs.
所以如果你写一篇箴言的论文，就分析这两样就可以。什么叫智慧？什么叫敬畏神？那这两个东西有什么关系？
So if you're writing a paper on Proverbs, you can talk about these two things and how they relate to each other.
所以这个就是考试的第三题了。
So that's the third question on the exam.
就很简单了。
Isn't it simple?
什么是智慧？
What is wisdom?
什么是敬畏神？
What is fearing God?
两者又有什么关系？
And then, how do they relate to each other?
之后就可以慢慢发挥了，慢慢写了，对吧？
And then you can elaborate.
当然了，我们会讲一点点啊。
And of course, we'll talk about it in class.
好，那什么叫智慧？
So what is wisdom?
那一般人对智慧的定义是什么？
And how do people define wisdom?
我们通常这个社会上讲的，好像都是比较会讲说有聪明啊。
Because in society, we will talk more about being smart.
或者是很 clever, 有小聪明。
Or being clever.
什么叫聪明？
And what is being smart?
可能是记忆力很好。
Maybe you have a really good ability to memorize things.
在我们这种社会学习，你记忆力不好，也很难读书读上去。
Without a good memory, it's kind of hard to study in this society.
因为每样东西都是很多都是考记忆力的。
Because a lot of things are testing your memorization.
不好意思了，叫你们背三十节，这有点记忆力的部分。
I'm sorry, I'm asking you to remember 30 proverbs, so that's included in that.
但是你们这个年纪记忆力还算是应该是不错，还没退化。
But at this age, your ability to memorize things should be still okay.
三十节应该是 OK 了，不是三千个。
So 30 should be okay, at least it's not 3,000.
那有人看这个聪明，就是说他学习得很快。
And then we may say someone's smart because they pick up things quickly.
他领悟力很高。Understanding is.
They can understand things very quickly.
有人说这个聪明就是对某种东西比较有才华。
We may say that someone is more talented or gifted in an area.
上学校有所谓的天才班啊，天才学校就是 gifted child, 就是他某一方面是特别厉害。
So there may be some classes for the gifted, for children that are extra special.
这是天才的所谓的。
These are
genius 啊
，geniuses
啊，比如说哇，这个孩子他数学很厉害，但是他可能对画画一点都不懂。
So perhaps there may be a child who's really good at math, but is terrible at drawing.
那可能很喜欢弹琴，但是跑步的是永远是最后一名。
They may be good at playing the piano, but is always last place in a race.
所以每一个人都有自己的 gifted, 比较有才华的一部分。
And so everyone has their own gifts.
但是圣经不是讲这个。
But the Bible wasn't talking about this.
这跟刚刚我们所讲那些都没有直接的关系。
And it's not directly related to any of these.
到底圣经所讲的智慧是什么智慧
？So what is the wisdom that is talked about in the Bible？
智慧在原文啊，希腊这个希伯来文这个字呢叫这个 kokma。
The word in Hebrew is kokma。
这个字呢，不单只是指着知识而已。
It's not only talking about knowledge。
还指着因为有知识所产生的一些行为。
But it's also talking about actions as a result.
我们看这个出埃及记三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 31.
三十一章的第三节。
Exodus chapter 31, verse 3.
出埃及记三十一章的第三节。
Exodus chapter 31, verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and knowledge and in all manner of workmanship.
这里说神的灵充满。这几个人呢，就是乌利的儿子比沙列啊，神的灵充满他，使他有 kokma， 这是智慧。
Here tells us that the spirit of God is upon Bezalel, the son of Uri。
那有智慧就会做什么呢？会有一些 skill 啊，会有一些所谓的技巧，能够做很多的事情。
So with this wisdom, he has the skill to do many different things.
所以这个智慧啊，不单只是说很会读书啊，或者是背得很快啊，那种东西。
So this wisdom isn't talking about somebody who's good at studying or memorizing things.
而是说这种智慧啊，是可以应用在实际的一些行为上的一个东西。
But this is a wisdom that you can use in very practical manners in your life.
比撒列因为有神所赐的这个 kokma 一个智慧，所以他可以造出别人做不出来的一些巧工。
So this person Bezalel with this wisdom can craft and design many things that other people can't.
那我们今天如果有从神来的智慧，也可以应用在我们生活上面，让我们的生活呢过得非常好，就是一样都刚刚好，很巧这样刚刚好，不多不少。
And if we have wisdom from God, we may be able to arrange our lives so that everything works out together. We do not have too much and we do not have too little.
要我们活在神给我们造这个世界里面呢？ 非常的好，很和谐，也很开心。
And to live very peacefully and very happily in this world that God has created for us.
啊，就好像他有这个 kokma， 有这个智慧，做出来的东西刚刚好大小，神要的，又很漂亮，又有用，刚好放在圣殿里面。他们有他们的需要。
Just as this man with kokma, with wisdom, he is able to craft all of these things that are perfect for the tabernacle.
那神给我们每个人的生命都有他的这个目标。
And so God has His own plan for all of us in our life.
所以我们每个人都要追求有这种智慧。
So we should all pursue wisdom.
可以应用在你们每一个人生活的这种环境里面。
And it's something you can use in your everyday life.
每个人都不一样哦，你不要比较。
But everyone's different, so you don't have to compare.
不要说，哎呀，隔壁那个学校去那个学校是很出名的，我那个学校好像很一般而已。
Oh, you don't have to say that. Oh, the person next to me goes to such a good school, and I go to some normal one.
他读那个 major， 我也读不上。
Or that person studying a major that I can never get into.
这个跟你都没有关系，没有直接关系。
That's unrelated.
因为神给每人安排每一个都是不一样的这种人生。
Because God has given each person their own life.
但是如果你有智慧的话，
if you have wisdom,
在哪一种环境里面，你都会活得刚刚好。神要你过得会很快乐。
No matter what kind of environment you're in, you'll live just right, and everything will be very happy.
你不一定像隔壁那个那么这样有钱的家庭，但是呢，你就很快乐，你都钱都够。
You may not be like the person next to you who lives in a wealthy family, but you will have enough.
你不一定是娶的最漂亮的人，也不一定是嫁的最英俊的有钱的人。
You may not get married to the best-looking person.
但是你有 kokma， 你有智慧的话，放进去刚刚好，你的生活婚姻也很美满。
But with kokma, with wisdom, everything will fit just right, and it will be a very a good marriage.
所以这种智慧啊，就是从神来的，让你可以应用在生活。尤其是做决定的时候。
And so we can use this wisdom from God when we need to make decisions in our life.
好，这个特别写下来啊，智慧是帮助我们做决定。
And so we can write this down. Wisdom is to help us make decisions.
让你决定做对了，那你的人生就会对了。
Because if we make the right decisions, then we will go in the right path in our life.
所以智慧呢，不是说你想得很快，或是学得很快，或是很会读书。
So wisdom is about how quickly you can think, how fast you can learn.Or how you can study.
也不是说呢，你一天读一本书，你就很有智慧。
It's not saying that if you read a book a day, then you are wise.
你可能做所有上面那些东西，但是到最后有时候做错决定可能是错的。
You may have all of these abilities, but at the end, you can still make the wrong decision.
所以智慧是什么
？So what is wisdom?
能够做出在一个常常的情况之下做出好的决定。
To in an everyday situation to make a good decision.
所谓的 good decision 呢？就是我们也可以把它解释成为敬虔的有敬畏神的考虑里面的决定。
Another way to describe good decision is a godly decision.
敬畏神的决定就是好的决定。
Because if it is a godly decision, then it is a good decision.
一般人所谓做的决定呢，是对自己的利益有最大的计算，就是最好的决定。
A lot of times when people are making decisions, they will first care most about their own benefit.
比如对我自己最好的。
What is best for me?
钱赚最多的。
How can I earn the most money?
最多好处的。
Where's the most benefit?
但是呢，这个不一定跟神有关系。
But that may have nothing to do with God.
但是你做决定是，哎呀，想到神。
But when we make decisions, we think about God.
神在这个情况之下，希望我做一个怎么决定
？What does God hope that I can do in this situation?
好，那么通常做了决定之后呢，会带来比较好的后果。
Because then we can have a better outcome.
这个是箴言里面所告诉我们的。
And that is something that Proverbs tells us.
会带来两种不同的两个层次的后果。
Because there are two outcomes.
第一个呢是对我们今生有关系的。
It will affect our life.
我们每个人都要活一辈子嘛。
Because we all have this life.
长度不一样，但是面对的东西基本上是一样。
We may not live the same number of years, but we'll face about the same type of things.
那你的健康
，our health。
你的将来的婚姻
，our future marriage，
你的家庭
，family，
你的财务的状况
，finances，
你跟你朋友的关系或者你亲戚的关系
，or a relationship with our friends or relatives，
还有你在你的社区当中人怎么看你
，or how people view you， your reputation，
这些所有东西加在一起就是你的人生了
，and if we take all of these together， that is your life，
这是你的今生了
，that is the entire life。
那如果你有智慧的话，你这些东西都会处理得非常好。
And if you have wisdom, you can arrange and handle all of these things very well.
但如果没有智慧的话，那每样都是失败的。
But if we don't have wisdom, then all of these will be failures.
好了，再来，智慧呢，要给我们永远的生命。
Wisdom will also give us eternal life.
因为你活着的时候敬畏神呢。
Because as we're living, we fear God.
当然死了之后，灵魂当然神就会接收你，就会救你。
So after we pass from this world, then God will take our spirits up to Him.
所以这个就是给我们给智慧的一些定义。
So those, that is the definition of wisdom.
尤其是啊，这个智慧的会帮助我们呢、啊，遇到试探的时候啊，要怎么来处理
？Proverbs will also help us, or wisdom will also especially help us to resist temptation.
因为啊，你做决定的时候，通常都有正反面嘛。
Because whenever we make decisions, there is a good and bad side.
你不会说永远只有一个选择在你面前，一定是有一个以上的选择才是选择。
There will not always be just one decision, because if it's a decision, then there are multiple choices.
比如说你外面有朋友
，For example, you have friends.
一定是有比较好的朋友。也有一些会比较坏影响的朋友。
There are good friends and also friends that have a bad influence.
所以你要选哪一种
？So which kind will you choose？
那你还没有遇到那个事情之前，先读这些东西了啊，你就可以避免很多的错误。
And before you face that situation, you can read about it and then prevent yourself from making a bad decision.
譬如说婚姻
，For example, marriage.
或者是你面对这种试探
，or other temptations.
那你还没有碰到之前，你读箴言，那先知道怎么选择会怎么的道路。
Before we encounter that, we can first read about it in Proverbs and know how we should decide.
但是呢，我们要提醒一点啊，最后两分钟提醒一点。
But there is one reminder.
那个箴言呢，不是说绝对保证后果的一个方程式。
Proverbs aren't some absolute guarantee or formula for success.
为什么这样说呢
？And why do we say that?
因为箴言里面有一些比较 general 的、比较普遍性的定律。是大部分可能是会这样发生的。
Because Proverbs describes something that is more general that will happen most of the time.
譬如说，箴言说啊，如果你敬畏神的话
，For example, Proverbs says that if you fear God,
那呢，你一切所做的事情呢，神都会祝福你。
You will be blessed in all that you do.
或者是呢，有一些地方都说了，你如果是做好事的话呢，你就很长寿啊。
Or it may say that if you do what is right, you will have a long life.
那这个就是很 general 的 很普遍性的一个定律、
That's a very general saying.
但是有时候你看教会也好，我们身边认识的人也好，有一些很敬畏神的，但是他们中年就离世了。
But we can see in our life in our church, we can see that there are some who are very good people that live in their middle age.
他们不一定可以活到八九十岁。
They may not live to their 80s or 90s.
有些可能几十岁中年的时候、壮年的时候就死了。
Maybe in their middle age they pass away.
或是有一些遇到破产了。
Or they may even face bankruptcy.
他们明明是个好人呢，为什么遇到这种事情
？They're a good person. Why do they encounter that?
那个叫特例。
Those are exceptions.
这不在箴言所讨论的范围里面。
And that is not within the realm of what Proverbs discusses.
不是说特例会不存在，特例是会存在的。
It's not that saying that exceptions don't exist.
但是呢，不在箴言讨论的范围里面。
But it's not within what Proverbs is talking about.
箴言讨论只是那种。普遍性的、普通的这种定律。
Because Proverbs contains the what is the most general and typical situation.
那如果那些特例怎么办呢
？And what about those exceptions?
怎么办
？What do we do?
箴言没有答案，哪一本书有答案
？If Proverbs doesn't have an answer, which book does?
去年有来的。
If you came last year,
有没有去年有来吗？你们谁去年有来
？Who came last year?
举手一下
，raise your hand.
那如果碰到这些好人受苦了怎么办？
If a good person faces suffering, what do we do?
那就不能那个箴言就没有答案，那就可能要看约伯记了。
Then you probably will need to read the book of Job.
对吧？那个就是另外一个筹范的，所以智慧要从好几方面去把它互相的补了。
And、so that's a different angle. So we can look at wisdom from all these various sources.
还有一些人什么都有啊，又长寿又有钱，但是很不开心啊，要看哪一卷书？
And some people, they have a long life and they have a lot of wealth, but they're still unhappy. What book do they read?
就看什么
Which book?
就看传道书咯
Then you can read the book of Ecclesiastes.
因为他可能在另外一方面有些出了一些问题。虽然他做的决定都是对的，所以他生活很算很美满，但是心灵啊。
Because they may have problems in a different area, so their life may be going well, but this is an issue of the heart.
好了，所以今天呢，陶一姐就把箴言的这个概论跟大家讲了一下。
And so today we have talked about the introduction to Proverbs.
请问有谁来之前已经把箴言三十一章读了一次呢
？Who has read the 31 chapters of Proverbs?
来吧，勇敢的举手，让我看一下吧。
Before arriving, you can boldly,
来之前已经箴言读了一次了。
Who has read Proverbs once before coming here?
有没有
？Anyone？
不错啊，还没读了，今天晚上好好读一下啊。
If you haven't read it, you can read it tonight.
箴言太好读了。
It is such a good book to read.
那么很短。
So short.
三十一章。
Only 31 chapters.
一天就可以读一章，一个月就可以读完。
you can read a chapter a day and you'll finish in a month.
但对不起，你没有一个月。
But of course, you don't have a month.
你只有五天。
You have 5 days.
所以这几天我们好好读一下哦。
So these few days, let's be diligent and read it.
我们这一节就上到这里。
This concludes this session.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.